Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Ladies and gentlemen, today, the air date of this episode is August 2nd, 2022. Tonight's episode is inspired, you know, by the one and only Anchorman, the one and only Mr. Varmel Understanding. And tonight's episode is, it's quite obvious, why is the white man the devil? We'll be having an open mic discussion about this serious subject. This episode is for those 18 years of age and older. And also we will discuss ways to counterman this travesty as well, too. So I'm turning it over, you know, to the anchor man, and we'll take it from there. Okay, have at it, anchor man.
Peace. This is Romero, standing the angel of peace from the east, understanding, understood, and never knew you. Bringing the hope without the joke, pushing frontline campaigns to support fallen soldiers. I just want to bring up that point because, you know, the white man, since his creation and since his birth on the planet Earth, has done nothing but attack all melanated people on the planet Earth and try to dominate and enslave all the melanated people on Earth, black, brown, yellow, and red. And I want to open up a conversation in regards to what can we do to counteract this biochemical sinister attack that's being made on us every day through the TV, through the media, through all kind of drugs, toxics, you know, like alcohol, whatever, cigarettes, you know, that this white man basically is utilizing against us to destroy us and to bring us under his rule. You know, the prison system, his dirty politics, everything, you know what I'm saying, the indoctrination, the false education, you know, because they took the chains off our physical composition and put it stronger on our mental composition. So there's a mental slavery going on, and I just want to open up the conversation. How can we counteract this attack on us that happens every day?
Okay, well, that's not always stated on the... Yes, sir. Okay, and I've always stated, you know, on this platform and others, is this is the more reason that we got to get our children in their formative years up out of these public indoctrination centers and got to place more emphasis on homeschooling the youth, because, you know, you look at the struggle that the ancestors went through on the continent, being taken captive, then making the passage, you see, which is brutalization with all in itself, then the Maafa that Dr. Marimba discusses, you see what I'm saying? You know, I mean, you know, man, I mean, the barbarism, man, you know, it's fully documented, man, again and again and again and again and again. But then, you know, through the miseducational system of the U.S., and I would imagine in the rest of the
Europe,
land of the colonizers,
everywhere,
you know, they run in a similar program, you know, as well, too, you see. So all this stuff here is systemic. Oh, I see we've got Brother Jack with us here. Right here, greetings to him. Brother Che, how you doing this evening? How's it been for Colorado?
Super.
Hey, peace, love, light, and black empowerment. How's everybody doing this evening?
All right.
Maintaining, sustaining, brother. Salute to you, brother. Frontline campaign. Jesse Parrish for mayor of Denver, Colorado, 2023.
Absolutely. And tonight's show, ladies and gentlemen, is coming from Las Vegas, Nevada tonight. You know, I had to leave Hollywood for a minute. You know, now we're here in Las Vegas, Nevada for a minute, folks. You know, dealing with the black experience, you know, from the beginning of time to 10 minutes ago. Also, too, please visit our like page on Facebook called Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Definitely follow the hashtag Frontline Black News, in which we, the West Coast correspondent for. Definitely support Jesse Parrish for mayor of Denver, Colorado. Even if you're not in Denver, Colorado, still support the brother. Let everybody know in Colorado, or if they can, and in Denver, to vote for the brother. Yeah, you see what I mean? You know.
Yeah, support frontlinecampaign.org.
Yes, sir, indeed. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, definitely go to the like page of Shabaka's Black Experience, because we got our cash app up there for donations, you know, to keep these platforms going. Okay, so therefore, Anchorman, you inspired tonight's show, okay, and looking at these individuals, or look at them as a collective of their history, you know, those were definitely devilish ways. You see?
Yes, sir.
You know, the cannibalism, the and then in this day and age, you know, you got these biotechnical terrorists, you see what I'm saying? You know, biotechnical barbarians, you know, looking at the technology of all what this stuff is doing. And then it's pretty much, you know, that they place more emphasis on a damn computer to tell you what to do as opposed to a downright individual. And then they even messing with that to come up with a synthetic human, hell, the interchangeable human, you know, the trans human, you know. So, I mean, you know, and this shit is diabolical. You see? So, therefore, we're inviting our callers to please give us a call here at 516-418-5996, and we're still waiting on you Biden supporters to call in. And in California, you know, the price of gas is out there $7 for all practical purposes. That is, if you want some decent fuel, you know, for your vehicle, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then also, too, with me being here in Las Vegas, I am going to try to cross Hoover Dam and try to look at the Colorado River myself, Brother Che, because you and I had spoken off air, you know, a few weeks back about how the Colorado River is being dehydrated and it's evaporating.
Yeah, Hoover Dam is at an all-time.
Yeah, say that again now.
Hoover Dam, Lake Mead. It's at an all-time low.
Right. Okay, so we're going to try to get out there and try to get some information out there, what's going on with that. And then also, too, we're going to research some black history while we're here in the state of Nevada. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Because from what I understand, they got what they call the Comstock Lode, which is the mountain range that borders halfway the state line between California and Nevada. And one side is where they got all the silver from, and then, of course, you know, on the California side is where they got all the gold from. All
right.
You see? So, you know, we got to have some intelligence, you know, to deal with commerce, banking, the law of economics, finance, what have you. Start producing some capital goods for some agricultural goods for some consumer goods, durable goods, you see. And it all starts,
yes, sir,
in my opinion,
yes,
you know, with getting our young ones up out of these public indoctrination centers, you see. Yeah, so, you know, I'm just going to put it out there and, you know, see what you all got to say about that. Okay, Brother Che, and then we'll go to Sister Tamara, then we'll go to the anchor man who inspired tonight's show.
Thank you. Hit him, Che.
Yeah, what I got to say about that is only a fool would let his enemies educate his kids. We'll take our kids out of these schools, go back to homeschooling our children, and get them out these public indoctrination centers, because they're not learning nothing productive, constructive, or empowering.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, indeed. And then also, too, that they're conditioning our children, you know, to go off into, you know, labor camps, you know, jails, you know, stuff like that. And more or less, they're not teaching our children, you know, in these indoctrination centers, no innovational ideas. They do from a Eurocentric point of view, not from a Afrocentric point of view. You see what I mean? And they don't even want us to have a knowledge, you know, of our people's history throughout the diaspora. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you see. And
yes, sir. They're trying to keep us lost and confused so that way they can abuse us and use us. You know.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, we are, without a doubt. You know, you see, and then keep us divided as always, you see. And then they, you know, making all the revenue off of it, you know, controlling various markets off of it, athletic products, you know, money off the venture itself. You see what I mean? You know. And
yeah,
then,
you know what's crazy, Chewbacca? Just to add on real
what's
quick.
What's that, sir?
You know.
Yes, sir.
The United States of America, this is just something that I come to pay attention to today. They ready to wage war against peasants, but they ain't going to wage war against the Russians or nobody who's a superpower that can match with them. You know what I mean? Let's keep it to America real quick. You know what I'm saying? And just the American scheme, because it sure ain't the American dream. You know what I mean? And sometimes it seems like the American nightmare. And, you know, it seems like
absolutely.
They're trying to you know, they attacked that Muslim dude. They killed him, I think, today. Was that today?
No.
They assassinated the Al-Qaeda leader. And I'm just like, they swift to do shit like that so that way the Muslims can start attacking them. But they take it real slow when it comes to dealing with the Russians, who are superpowers equal to them. You know, them people in Afghanistan, man, them people are peasants, man. They walk around with AKs, but look, they walk around with flip-flops. You know what I'm saying? Some people can't defend themselves against a superpower like the United States. And it just shows more of their diabolical nature, you know, that bully nature.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes, sir. And then, you know,
how you feel about that, Jay?
That's what they do. They're the bullies.
Right.
They bully smaller nations.
Exactly.
Rob, steal, pillage, they're barbarians. That's what they've been doing since they came out the cave.
Yeah, exactly. You see what I'm saying? And then notice how they keep their traditions going on. And then also, too, of how they, you know, are always changing shit and modifying shit, you see, when it comes to true history being told, case in point. You see what I mean? Then, like I mentioned, the factors that they wish to dumb us down, you know, on the brutalization, you know, treatment of our people on their own continent, you know, during the last 500 years, particularly by the Belgians and the Dutch and the French. I remember they used to talk about this dude who used to be the president of Uganda by the name of Idi Amin, right? Okay, but they
demonized that man.
Shit about it.
I say they demonized that man.
Oh yeah.
They demonized him. The media, the European white media, demonized him. Go ahead, brother.
Yes, they do, but they don't tell you, and the same media is not going to tell you about the barbarianism of King Leopold, of what he did to people down there in that region of Africa because they didn't want to pick the rubber plants, you see. So he went down there having people mutilated, cutting off arms, legs, and things of this nature right here. But they don't want you to know about that. You see, but as long as our people out there killing each other, referring to our women as a bunch of bees and stuff like that, and our women, you know, degrading us in the media, saying we ain't this, we ain't that, you see, they thrive off of them. And that's why when I was in Los Angeles, went there and did that live feed from Hollywood Boulevard from out there in front of the Chinese theater. See?
Yes, sir.
Well, yeah, telling them about themselves, but however you see, but you know, you got enough talent right there, and I believe, you know, of the opinion of that there's enough revenue that they can work on a collective basis, you know, to change the imagery of us. Because just like, you know, me and Brother Chan, myself, was discussing about how they keep projecting these Billy Porter images and things of this nature right here. They want the black man effeminized.
Damn.
You see, on a collective basis.
That's that Illuminati New World Order shit.
I do recall that there was a book that there was out that I did not get a chance to read called The Plot to Destroy Black Boys. You know?
Damn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Black males in general. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Somebody mm-hmm. cooking up some pots and pans or something. I hear some pots and pans clicking and clacking.
Well, you know, gotta keep the dishes done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, so that stuff that you should be focusing on, you know, in the black community as men, because I see that we got, you know, a lot of consciousness that's going out there in the black community. Now it's time to pool and organize those resources, you know, on a grand basis, you know what I'm saying? And start building up our own gross domestic product, you know, which is essentially putting our own selves to work and find, you know, all
our
essential
goods. And we need to have our
own
militia, General. We also need our own militia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Indeed. You see? Indeed. You know? And it would be a good thing if you get a lot of retired black police chiefs and stuff like that, you know, who would second that emotion, because out here in California, I told you all, here on the air about 2 weeks ago, where they got the Black Gun Owners Association up there in Oakland, California, and I also have a chapter in Los Angeles. And the brother, you know, who's running it, who organized it, he said it's up to us to take care of us, you know. When you have these killers, you have what happened there in Buffalo, New York, you see, targeting us simply because, you see what I'm saying? Yep. So therefore, folks, you know, you are listening to Shabaka's Black Experience. You know, we're on the net, you know, as well, too. Also, to give us a call in and join in the conversation at 516-418-5996. And tonight, you know, we're hosting it from Las Vegas, Nevada. We're also, too, have Brother Che and General Merrill out there in the great state of Colorado. As well, too.
Yes, sir. Maha, baby. Maha. We're going to get the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Without a doubt. So with that there being in mind, and then I'm looking at, too, was I came across some information recently where they say they got a stream of bacteria killing the water supply now. Yes, sir. Why are we not surprised about the water? I mean, look at Flint, Michigan, and then, of course, you know, look at the other. And I would imagine the water quality is real low, like in places like Chicago, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Detroit. I know damn well it's pretty bad in Los Angeles. You know what I mean? Yeah. So those other strategic avenues that they're coming up there with us, you know, for our extermination through the water, also through the agricultural products as well, too. Where Dr. Ken Adams, you know, gave an interesting lecture there on about these GMOs that they have out there in agricultural fields of the farmlands and what have you. And then how they were targeting, you know, certain groups of individuals, you know, through this biotechnology or biochemical warfare, or as we call it, biotechnical barbarians. You know what I mean?
The devil.
Oh, yes, sir. You know, and it's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? It really is. You know?
So it's really is General. Ridiculous. It's just me, you, and me, you, Che, and Tomorrow on here, right?
Okay, no, Tomorrow just dropped off.
Okay. So this is us three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So therefore, you know, as we've stated before, you know, doing this podcast in conjunction with other platforms such as frontlinecampaign.org, you know what I'm saying, Do the Knowledge Radio, Kevin Barnes Show out of Milwaukee and what have you, is that we can't emphasize it enough, folks. We simply have to do for ourselves, because that there is our only option as it stands now. Because they got these different variants of this shit that's coming out, and the monkeypox, this, that, this, that monkeypox is dealing with a certain segment of the population.
I
mean,
the Rainbow Boy.
Yeah, exactly. You see, exactly.
The Rainbow Boys is giving it to the girls, and then the girls is giving it to the heterosexuals. AIDS all over.
Right.
So it's monkeypox sprinkled with a little bit of AIDS, sprinkled with a little bit of gonorrhea.
Yeah, all that, man. And Lord knows what other shit that they put together in these laboratories with this shit.
I wonder why they call it monkeypox.
I have no, well, I would imagine, you know, that the strand or whatever base element for this disease probably originated or is related to some way or the other with monkeys.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was fucking the monkeys, man. They were raping
yeah.
the monkeys, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised in the least. Yeah,
you're right about
surprised
that.
Surprised in the least.
That,
yeah.
That animalistic
yeah,
shit,
see.
Man.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. But, however, you know, when you look at the history of Eurocentric culture, you see it was savage and barbarians,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know.
Living
we're
in the cave.
Barbarianism with them. Yeah, all that, you see. But they call us uncivilized and saying we don't have a legacy of where we come from, you see.
Yeah, I'll tell you the greatest gift the black man ever gave the white man was a bar of soap.
Yeah, exactly. You see? Without a doubt. Without a doubt. You see? Just look at all the diseases you prevented from spreading on that. And then not to mention
that saved
or,
the, that
not
saved
walking around
race,
filthy
man.
And nasty. Oh,
that
indeed.
Saved their whole race, man. That's how. That's
yeah,
how.
Indeed.
Graceful and you know, merciful black people are, even to our enemy, man.
Right.
We saved them.
Right.
Because that would have knocked them off. That during the
exactly
all that plague shit and them dark ages. If we wouldn't have taught them how to wash their ass, they
yeah.
they'd be off the planet right now. We'd be stuffing them in motherfucking museums. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You see, and quite naturally, of course, this is information that they don't want us to have. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, you see, they don't want us to have that, you know?
No, hell no,
they
want you to have that.
Yeah, and they don't want us knowing that about ourselves, you see? Yeah.
Yeah, we're the
saying?
Most civilized, yeah. the most refined people on the planet Earth, man. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
The most
and
graceful.
Look at what we gave. Yeah, and look what we gave to the Earth. You see?
Yeah, true indeed. The Earth can't
yeah.
exist without us.
Exactly. And then on top of it, too, I came across some information I'm getting ready to study, you know, about the ancient history, you know, on the continent, you know. What have you? And, yeah.
Shit, if it wasn't for the black man, the white man wouldn't even know how to brush his teeth, man.
Exactly.
You know,
wouldn't even know how to wash his
Imhotep, the father of medicine. He taught them through his data, you know,
mm-hmm.
that they gathered from him. You know, he was a master
right.
surgeon, man.
You
know
what
I mean?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
And if it wasn't for his contribution to science and medicine, them people, they wouldn't know
right.
shit about disease or anything.
Yeah, and that's for real, you see. And then on top of that, then the universities that they had, you see, and the centers of study.
Timbuktu.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. And that is in ancient Mali, I believe. Yeah, so therefore,
yes,
you know, so folks here, please give us a call here at 516-418-5996 and join us here on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Call in and press number one, and we'll let you on the air. So if you have something to say, just simply just press number one. But moving right along, when you dummy down, you know, people that produce great wealth, you see what I'm saying? Oh, okay. All right, we got a caller here, folks. Okay, so I'm on mute the mic for phone number 414. The last four is 9530. What's your name and where you calling from and what's on your mind?
Hey, this is Jesse James from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm just listening right now.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Yeah.
Greetings,
yeah,
brother.
We appreciate you, man. Yeah, definitely appreciate you. Okay. All right. Okay. Brother, yeah, we got your mic on muted, man, and just join in, you know, at any time. Okay. Brother Ramel, yeah, go back to what you were saying, sir.
What I was saying was, man, the white man wouldn't even know how to brush his teeth if it wasn't for the black man. He wouldn't know nothing about surgical procedures, diseases, how to
right.
cure them or anything if it wasn't for the black man's data. You know what I mean? And just like it said that before the Emancipation Proclamation and all that, you know, when they started freeing
right.
the slaves, it said that they would allow slaves to have breaks and use tools. And they would create inventions, and then whoever the slave master was that owned that slave would take credit for that invention.
Yeah, for the intellectual property rights of it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So all they do is rob from us, but they don't want to give us the credit for, you know, building up their, basically their country, right? And everything they have,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. You know, parts of Europe, Western Hemisphere, you know what I'm saying? Same thing over there in the Far East, you know, when you look at them towns like Tokyo, Hong Kong, you know, they all built.
Even the coin
town.
System comes from the black man. The coin system comes from the black man. The coin system comes from the Canaanites, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And a lot of the Canaanites dwelt in Northern Africa, you know what I mean? And
right.
They were the creators of the coin system. You know what I mean? Then later on, the Babylonians created the dime quarter and all that other, so the same system that they utilize here. You know what I'm saying? So everything comes from the black mirror, man. Everything comes from the black mirror.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
And then also
there's nothing on the planet Earth that doesn't... Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, no, and also, too, in the concept of navigation as well, too, is because I think Isaiah... Yeah, months ago, man, you know, he had put up some information, you know, about how they developed the concept, you know, of navigation and travel, you know, all over the Pacific, man, or what have you, the 1300s and what have you. I think that there was a boy, Abu Bakr, you know, who did that. And then, and I also believe that Abu Bakr, and correct me if I'm wrong, folks. I'm not the most brilliant so-and-so. I think he was
me
a
neither,
brother of Mansa Musa. Yeah, and I think he was a brother of Mansa Musa. And as we all know, Mansa Musa ran the Songhai Empire, you know, as well, too. Which is quite a large area as well. They said, yeah. And then also, too, you got to look at the... public indoctrination session. You know, they don't want to have our children no knowledge of themselves and don't want to give ourselves credit for anything. And then you have other factions that's going on, you know, that's pulling a lot of strings of it as well, too.
Yeah.
And then, you know, education, if anything, man, is supposed to teach you how to countermand certain situations and problem solving and advancement, you know, for somebody, people's well-being.
Yeah, that's why they're trying to keep us dumb, deaf, and blind, man, so that way we won't know how to overcome them. You know what I'm saying? That's why they're trying to keep us distracted with all this nonsense, you know, all this social media shit. You know, just a whole bunch of nonsense, man. Things that aren't even upholding values or morals or anything. You know what I'm saying? Garbage. Even the music went to garbage.
Exactly.
Man.
Oh, indeed. You know what I'm saying? And music is supposed to be an art form. Now you got, man, is people cussing each other out on the music. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, I appreciate some of the creativity and whatnot and the realness of it. But, you know, Los Angeles, man, and music industry, that's what they're doing. They're moving and shaking. See, so this way we got to combat this here, you know, on an economical platform as well, too. And in my opinion, it starts with the educational system.
Hey, can I cut in for a second?
Oh,
yes, sir.
Yes, sir, by all means.
All right. With all the knowledge that we possess, now, all the books that's out here, doesn't all the books have to go through the Library of Congress that we read?
Facts.
So now, you, hey, Shabaka, you know I'm off in Freemasonry. I always talk to you about Freemasonry.
Yes, sir.
Freemasons, the 33rd to 32nd degree, the higher rank of Freemasons run the Library of Congress.
Okay.
All United States presidents are Freemasons. Right?
Okay.
Now, now, if you do some deeper study like I did, you'll find out that these black leaders that we have are Freemasons.
Okay.
Starting with Marcus Garvey. Start with Marcus Garvey. Elijah Muhammad. You know what I'm saying? Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Bobby Seale, Huey P. Newton. Those are Freemasons, right? The Buffalo Soldiers. Those are Freemasons. Chris Hall, to be exact. So the next to Islam, Scottish Rite Freemasonry. You know what I'm saying? To be exact. Now, we are hand-delivered our leaders. Our leaders come from them. The United States government's presidents are Freemasons. These guys I mentioned are Freemasons. So, if and me, myself, I was in the military. And once I noticed that right there, my alarm bells go off like something is not right. Somebody like Martin Luther King, for example, told me that he was a Baptist minister, Baptist preacher, something like that. But in reality, he's a Freemason. You cannot be both.
Mm.
You know, Freemasons, they keep the secrets. They not tell you the secrets. Like you'll see Elijah Muhammad standing there. He's in the Master Mason pose. When he take that picture, he's holding the Quran in his hand. You know what I'm saying? If you start studying Freemasonry, that's a symbol of I'm keeping the secret. I'm here to support Islam. So once you start studying Freemasonry, it gets much deeper. That's why I was like, I've been telling a lot of people, black power and pan-Africanism was started by Europeans, the government, Freemasons, like the gang members, Dookie Williams, David Barksdale, Larry Hoover, Shell Fort. Those are high-ranking Freemasons. They high-ranking Freemasons. I got a friend here, and he explains the red and the blue, how it turned into the Bloods and the Crips. Going all the way back to the, I don't know if it's the 50s, 60s, but he explains it so eloquently, and it makes so much sense.
I believe all the way back to the late 60s.
Yeah, they given us, all these guys I mentioned are crisis actors is what I'm saying. Just like they give you Rittenhouse. We talked about Rittenhouse here in Kenosha, Wisconsin. That Rittenhouse walking down the street, somebody's following him with a camera, filming the whole thing. Like I said, lights, camera, action. Rittenhouse is a crisis actor. That whole event was a psyop.
Right.
These black leaders are running psyops on all of us. And we and each black leader came with a different ideology and philosophy that we all love that divided us up. And we're still not figuring this out yet. We're still here and trying to figure out things that don't even, like, okay, then, for example, Sarnetta. You got guys on Sarnetta that are high-ranking Freemasons. They giving us this information that comes through the Library of Congress, telling us about ancient Africa. I watched a DVD of Natural Tahuti versus Wesley Muhammad, the Nation of Islam. And Natural Tahuti was exposing the Nation of Islam as Shriner, Freemasons, I had a name, just my, remember for a minute. But he was exposing them, and Wesley Muhammad was breaking down Kemet and talking about how Kemet enslaved the Kush people. And everybody trying to tell, he's like, if you're going to throw away the Quran, throw away that Kemetic stuff. That, I mean, it's a real deep debate.
Okay.
You know, so a lot of people ain't never watched this. Natural Tahuti versus Dr. Wesley Muhammad. And I like watching things like that because I get some information out of there, and I like to strategize things because I know the Masons are strategists. They put people out here like Sarnetta, Polite, Young Pharaoh, Sarah Sun Seti. Those are Freemasons. Matter of fact, Sarah Sun Seti admitted he was a Mason in one of the DVDs or the YouTube videos when Young Pharaoh was battling Farrakhan. When Young Pharaoh was talking about Farrakhan, them is in the Freemasonry. See, all of them is in Freemasonry,
the whole thing is to give you misinformation. So with misinformation, you cannot solve anything with misinformation. You can't solve nothing. You'd be just running into the wall over and over and over and over. You know what I'm saying? This is what the government did. The government knows that there's black messiahs in every community around this country. So their job is they want to go get those black messiahs. So in order to go get those black messiahs, then to cut you off at the front, right where you starting at, we're going to start with Marcus Garvey. Marcus Garvey says to get those black messiahs. But y'all love Marcus Garvey because he talking about back to Africa and blah. What you going to tell me back to Africa for? Well, we always been here. They got native tribes that have been here to prove that we've been here. So what are you talking about back to Africa? Why are you trying to
white
the Europeans to back to Africa? So why are you coming with the back to Africa? Say it again?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Romero.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead, Shabaka. You want to go first?
Yeah, because I was going to say this because, you know, what the brothers said right there, you know, I've heard that there before. Because a lot of our people say, well, you know, we're descended of the Native Americans right here. And traveling all out here in the Western United States, I noticed that the Native American girls are not built like black women. And mainly I'm talking about, and I don't mean no disrespect to the women, about that C curve, you know what I mean? And,
let me jump in here with that Native American thing. With the Native Americans, you know, a Native American is nothing but a Spaniard, a European, and a Mongolian. They're not Native. You cannot be Native when you mix with Mongolian. Mongolian is Asian. That's why the Native Americans look like Asians. Then the Mexicans look like the Native Americans, look like the Asians. You know what I'm saying? They did a rape thing back then where they just raped the black women, get rid of the black males, and rape the black women. Now they call themselves Native American. They did it in every continent. They did it, though. They did it in Ireland with the Irish. The ancient Trois was over there. The ancient Trois they called the leprechauns. So they went over there and killed them all. Then they got a festival they celebrate every year called the Festival of the Snakes, chasing the snakes out of Ireland. Mm-hmm. The snakes are supposed to be the leprechauns. They did it everywhere. They did it in Tasmania. You know what I'm saying? This is what they do. You know what I'm saying? They don't have us representing the continent. That's their position, the face of the continent. Until you get over to Africa now, like I said, now they want to get inside of Africa into these different tribes. They know they can't get in there, so they're gonna have to come over to the United States and make that connection. That's what the hip hop shit come in at. So they can spread hip hop, that'll disease all over in Africa. Now they can send people like Obama over there, talking about he from one of the tribes. They've been doing it. Oprah went over there, Jay-Z. That's how they getting over there. And, you know what I'm saying? Them Freemasons. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, it's tell you the truth, I think it's always been a one world order. That war shit on TV, I mean, that should be fake as hell, man. I mean, I don't see myself as a news reporter talking about bombs going off 100 yards away. And I got like this fake little vest on, and I'm reporting the news. I'm like an M16 travel 1,800 yards, and you talking about you only 100 yards away. And the grenades travel, so I know that shit fake. You got the green screen behind you, and you over there acting like you right there in the mix of shit. All that shit be fake. Crisis actors all around the world is crisis actors. When you went and did Gaddafi, they got them soldiers over there with their sleeves rolled up. Motherfucker got U.S. military on their arm, but over there talking about they some fighting against Gaddafi and all that. And then when they show a picture of Gaddafi, he just shot on the right side. They had him laying on the left side, I think it was. But I'm like, well, why the blood don't roll down on that side and drip off on the ground that way? Ain't no blood. He got him on this side, but ain't no blood rolling that way at all. I was like, man, that's that crisis actor shit. Gaddafi was a high-ranking Freemason. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're under one world order. They just create destruction. All they want to do, every country, the people in every country, they just want them killing each other. And then they want you battling with other countries, too. That's why here, you know, in the United States, the police, the fraternal order of the police, that's Freemasons. The district attorneys are Freemasons. The public defenders.
Everybody ain't a Freemason, though, brother. Can I add on, please?
Okay, then. Go ahead.
Okay, this is what I want to say. First of all, I want to introduce myself to you, brother. My name is Romel Sander. I'm a 5% from the 5% Nation of God and Earth. And in regards to Elijah Muhammad, you know, in regards to Elijah Muhammad,
he spoke out against some people, and he taught that the black man was God, ultimately. Hold up, brother. I'm talking right now, brother. I let you talk, and I didn't interrupt, please. So what I'm saying is, you know, that's one of the main secrets that they're trying to keep intact, is that the black man is God, and that the black people are the originators of the planet Earth and the creators of everything, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, all that Freemason shit, you know, a lot of that dates back to the Crusades times, you know what I mean? And it dates back even further than that, during the time of Aristotle, Plato, Socrates, and them motherfuckers that were stealing ideas from black folk and claiming it as their own. You know what I mean? So I disagree with you in regards to a lot of the black nationalists that you stated that were Freemasons. Because,
yeah,
right, or whatever you want to call them. 10%, I call them 10%ers, bloodsuckers of the poor, rich slave makers of the poor. You know, they deceive, they teach falsehood, and they conceal the truth. So, you know, in the 33rd and 1/3 and all that, that's nothing in comparison to the science of the black man being God. So I disagree with you in the statement that Elijah Muhammad was a Freemason. I don't know what he did when he was, dealing with the Bible before he came across W.D. Farad, but he spoke out against some people heavy. So he didn't represent that at all. You know what I mean? Now, you got to remember that the white man, he studies the degrees that the black man has given to him. And that's the Freemason degrees that they study. You know what I mean? And that's why all their, you know, their turbans, the fez, all that comes from the black man. All that comes from the black man. All their degrees, all their sciences, even, like, for example, with the navigation piece and all that, Christopher Columbus, his navigator was Barboza. He was a black man, you know. So I get what you're talking about in regards to the black messiahs and them searching, seeking out the black messiahs. I just disagreed with you in certain statements, but not totally, brother. I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. And another thing. Now, this another thing. I have a lot of debate with. Some people said Christopher Columbus didn't even exist.
That man existed,
You said he did exist.
Go ahead, brother. Now it's your turn. It's your turn, brother. Go ahead.
No, I was just asking a question. I don't want to take up so much time, and then you take up so much time. I was like,
No. Do your thing. If we conversing, we conversing. I just don't want to be arguing. So
okay,
go ahead, brother. Make your statements, brother.
Did Christopher, from your point of view, from what you've studied,
yes,
is Christopher Columbus real? Did he actually exist?
Yes. Hell yeah.
Other than them log books, you could prove that he exists.
Other than historical data, how can I prove anything? How can I prove anything without historical data, brother?
See. Now that's another point I'm trying to get to when I was talking about Freemasonry in the Library of Congress, in those books that y'all read or that we read, because I done read them books too, like Chancellor Williams, Destruction of the Black Civilization. That's about the best book I ever read. You know what I'm saying? Because you know it expanded my mind on some things that, you know, saying that I be hearing people talk about. I listen to the 5% of talk. I went to the Parliament. You know, I didn't listen to everybody talk. And then my whole thing is, why y'all separated like that? I don't get that one. Listen, the guys that I mentioned, they was I'm just using the Nation of Islam and the Black Panthers, just them two.
Okay.
I'm gonna throw Martin Luther King in there too. You know, say everybody talking about they tried to get, you know, say, but they never got together. You know, saying me myself, looking at how I look at them, I look at them that they were some government agents, you know what I'm saying, sent to divide us up, and there was nothing in the script for them to get together. They was never put together to unite. If they united,
That would have taught us psychologically. That would have taught us to unite. You know what I'm saying? But what they did psychologically is they did unite, and they psychologically talked about one another. So right now today, we won't unite. We'll psychologically talk about one another. My shit smell better than yours. That's what I be hearing out of this debate type shit. I get some info out of it, but I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm military mind. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, get information. You know what I'm saying? Whatever your script is that you adhere to, you know what I'm saying? Put that on the table. Right now, information. We'll get back to your scripts, you know what I'm saying, after we at ease. You know what I'm saying? Now we can sit around, you know what I'm saying, on our bunks or something. Then, you can tell me about your script. I can tell you about my script. But right now, we at war, so we ain't got time to be, you know what I'm saying, battling whose script is
right.
The best. So that's all I have. That's
right.
All I've been getting.
I'm in agreement, brother. I'm totally in agreement, brother. That's the only way shit's going to get handled.
And I'm like, man, I love y'all. I sit there and listen to y'all knowledge. I done learned all y'all knowledge. I done learned all of it. And then I'm at the point like, okay, then I learned all this knowledge. Now what? Okay, then you over here making some money in your little circle. You making some money in your circle. You making your – I'm like, but, man, you know what? I was in the military. I done seen some guns out here. I'm like, man, the Army ain't got no damn guns like that. How the hell these little dudes walking around with some damn guns like this? And here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I think they try to start a purge because these little dudes walking around, I can see everywhere I pull up, they got the guns, the butt sticking out their pocket, right? If I see this, I know the police see this. So the police see this, and the police keep riding because here now you got some young black males who daddy probably was killed, locked up in jail, and sold drugs in there, or the ones that ain't teaching them nothing, right? So now they're just around their mama, and their mama mad at the daddy for not teaching them. So now she giving him her feelings. Because she sit around and I be listening to a bitch-ass nigga, hoe-ass nigga. And now I listen to these little dudes, they say the same thing. So now mama gave them their feelings. Now they got a gun on them. You know what I'm saying? Now they I hear riding like they on a racetrack, Grand Theft Auto, all that type of stuff. Go back over there, fence. And that's what I'm saying. The police is letting it come to a purge now. Back to these black leaders. These black leaders, man, I know they know this. There's another thing what I'll be talking about with Freemasonry, man. I'm a vendor. I do hot dog carts, you know what I'm saying? Now, right now I'm just doing snow cart. I let the kids do their thing. But I had to go through City Hall to get everything started. You know what I'm saying? And down at City Hall, you know what I'm saying, the alderman here, I wanted to get in his district. So I had to call him, and I let him know who I was, what I wanted to do. He shut my hot dog cart down. I was like, I've been up and running for a few months already, so he shut it down. I had to have a meeting with him at City Hall. So I went to the meeting, you know what I'm saying? And all he wanted to do was get to know who I am because, you know what I'm saying, where I've been, you know what I'm saying, I've been to prison, put it like that. Now I'm out here, now I done started a business. I'm not plugged with them. So now they want to know who I am. So I had a meeting with him. You know, I talked to him and I explained my little situation to him. He liked my little explanation I gave him. So he was like, well, how can I make you some money, help you make some money? Now, I was just using that right there as an example that I see, like, right there where you at, too, when you go to the gas station and the corner store, it's the damn Arabs. Every gas station, every corner store, it's the damn Arabs. Then you got some of these dudes that say they some Muslims, 5% of all them, they kicking with them damn Arabs, and them damn Arabs got all the businesses in the black community. And they and the only way they can get a business in a black community is to go through that alderman because it's in his district. So black people are always trying to blame the Arabs instead of blaming your alderman. Your alderman will sold you out. And 9 times out of 10, you got a black alderman in your district and sold you out to them people right there. I've seen how that go right there. Now, my cousin goes to a church. She knows this pastor. The pastor got 501c. This same particular alderman is in that church. So I was like, well, okay, then alderman, since you go to that church and that pastor, when you have that empty gas station, that empty store in your district right there, why don't you go to your pastor and let him get that because he got 501c, ain't got to pay no taxes on it. He going to get it anyway because it's in your district. And then you just start putting the congregation in there, one family this year, another family next year, another family the year after. That's how you solve this shit. But you don't want to solve it because y'all in a secret society. And the 5% of y'all have the same hand sign. The Nation of Islam had the same hand sign. You know what? The gangster disciples got the same hand sign. The traveling vice lords got them hand signs. The crooks got them hand signs. The bloods got them hand signs, too. And they got the foot stance. They got the intimate apprentice. They got the fellow craft. And they got the master mason foot stances. You know what I'm saying? And then it's this saying, signs and symbols rule the world, not man nor laws. And then Vladimir Lenin got one called the best way to lead to opposition, the best way to control the opposition is to lead to opposition ourselves. So they the one installed black power. They the one installed Pan-Africanism. And if you go back and look at them dudes and you study Freemasons, them hand signs, why are they throwing up the same hand signs? Everybody else throwing up the same hand signs. Why are you talking with your hands anyway? You know what I'm saying?
That's
other than sending some secret signals. Other than sending some secret
that's
signals.
True.
That's those secret society. That's,
true, that's
what it's all about.
That's
why we ain't gonna never get out of this stuff.
That's
why we ain't gonna never get out of this stuff.
That's how the devil works, brother. He wants us to mimic
him. That's what I'm saying. Now I'm gonna use one of y'all. I can't decipher who is who. Because y'all using the same symbol.
Yeah.
I can't decipher. Now
yeah.
You gonna tell me I ain't one of them. Now
I'm
just looking at you.
Mathematics,
like,
brother. All I deal with is logic. So if it makes sense,
yeah.
It's logical, and I understand what you're talking about, you know, but at the same time, how do we move forward, brother, in
see,
any kind of way? I mean, you presented the problems. Now, what are the solutions, brother?
This the key, man. I'm military-minded. First of all, we got to find out who the enemy is. If you don't know who the enemy
yeah.
is, you can't solve nothing. And then
that's
me,
true.
When I started studying Freemasonry, when I started studying, man, if it wasn't for the TV, I wouldn't know nothing about Malcolm X. If it wasn't for the TV, I wouldn't know nothing about Elijah Muhammad, Bobby Seale, Huey P. New, any one of them dudes you pick, I wouldn't know nothing about them. If it wasn't for the European people TV.
The devil does
and
use
if it wasn't
media.
For the TV, I wouldn't know nothing about them.
You're right about that, brother.
Every time I seen Malcolm X, he got a camera following him around. Every time I seen him. He got some white folks with cameras following them around. I'm like, come on, man. I see that y'all plumbed together. What are you telling them, though? They listening to it. I done got into it with some Nation of Islam people, man. I'm like, man, no. You can't come and be with that. I talked to Farrakhan. He tried to hit me with that grandfather talk. You know, I'm from Mississippi. When grandfather talk, just shut up and listen. That's all it is to it. I'm like, no, dude, that don't work for me. No. This shit is too serious for me listening to you trying to talk to me like you my granddad.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care about
so,
I don't care how philosophical you get. You know what I'm saying? You can put these words together, make them sound so eloquent. I don't care about that. That means nothing. That's that trick right there. You get up there, talk this
trick,
shit. I done studied all of them, man. I done studied all them dudes, man.
Yeah.
Now, okay, now I'm at the point that nobody tell me nothing. I done talked to everybody. I done talked to everybody there is to talk. I talked to these gang members. Dudes
well,
come
how
in
you
with the
work, how you gonna who you gonna work with, brother? Who you gonna work with? Who gonna help you in your cause, brother?
See, listen. See, that's the thing. I'm gonna piss everybody
like
off.
Like a ninja.
So
you
I know
put,
I ain't gonna
put,
even last
you ain't gonna
a week.
Put it out there.
I know. Listen. I know how to talk to people like we're in a foxhole getting shot at. You know what I'm saying? Because I was in the military. I done took all that training and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Please,
all this
brother,
shit.
I get all your points, brother. I'm just trying to figure out. You know what? How can we utilize the information that you're giving us and move forward?
Okay.
Like,
see,
who can we work with? Who ain't the enemy? Who ain't the enemy, brother? Who ain't dealing with the devil's signs? Because I understand what you're talking about, because I ain't with none of that 10% of secret society shit. I'm with revealing the truth, not concealing it.
See, I'm going to give you an example of something. This is my point of view of what happened. You know what I'm saying? The government is putting these black leaders out here because they know it's a black messiah in every community around the country. They know it's somebody here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they want to fish them out
before they get them
out. Yeah. No, see, this is what they do, though. This is what they do. That's how they – prime example, Fred Hampton. Fred Hampton took his whole organization to the Panthers and got himself and his organization wiped out. Now, tell me right now, it ain't some Panthers that I ain't even heard of. They weren't Panthers, took their organization to the Panthers in California right now. They're still probably locked up doing 50 years now. Still locked up. But Bobby Seale and them ain't even, I watch videos, Bobby Seale ain't no fire in him. I don't watch him doing DVDs just last year, a couple years ago. He ain't got no fire in him. I'm like, was he really a Panther? If you're a Panther, you don't lose that.
Bobby Seale, the man is 85 years
Bobby,
old.
Listen to what I'm saying. I'm like, if you're a Panther. Okay, if you're a Panther, it don't matter how old you is, because I know some old GDs, man, some old gangbangers that still got that fire in them. So you mean to tell me after all this time he lost all that Black Panther fire? He ain't got to be out there talking about going to do this and do this to nobody. But I'm talking about that passion, man, the passion. I look for the passion in people. I don't look for all that words out your mouth. I'm looking for the passion. Your passion tells
true
me.
True indeed, brother. And I hear the passion in you, brother. And thank you so much for getting on the show and spitting your realism, brother. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? However, to me, the enemy is the Caucasian, period. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And his lies, his ideologies, you know, and he uses all that trickery, you know, to keep us oppressed, keep us enslaved mentally and physically, keep us savage and at each other's throat, arguing with each other about bullshit and killing each other about bullshit, things that don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? So how do we, because I study the lessons of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to the T. I'm a master of the lessons, you know what I'm saying? I know mathematics, alphabets, all that good shit, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so I recognize when you're talking about the signs and the symbols that teach about righteous principles, you know what I mean? So my thing is, how do I make that practical, and how do I make all that science applicable to the situation that we're in right now, so that way we can make revolutionary things take place? And that's my mission, brother. And this show has been brought to you by frontlinecampaign.org. And I want to give a shout-out to Shay, a.k.a. Jesse Parrish, who's running for mayor of Denver, Colorado, 2023, because that's what we on, brother. You know, and I like your energy. And if you like to work with us, you know, we're always open to, you know, that kind of energy because, you know, I don't have all the answers, brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah, me.
But I got plenty of questions. You know what I mean?
Okay,
and I question things just the same way you do, brother. You know what I mean? I question the people around me. The people, you know, I see on TV. I question the shit I read. Why is it worded the way it's worded? Because, you know, the devil, you know, they understand how to plant ideas in your head that's going to poison your mind. Them people are psychological, you know, warriors. And I hate to call them warriors, but, you know, they know that psychological warfare really well. And they've been put into use since the slave days, since before the slave days, you know, and the only reason, like I was saying earlier in the show, the only reason they're even existent right now is because the black man during the dark ages and during all them plagues and shit that they had going on taught them how to wash their body. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If not, they would have died from all them diseases and all that crazy shit, you know, that was going on. You know, so I'm just saying, so one thing I know is that us as original people, we got to stop being so merciful and sympathetic and empathetic toward their cause and focus more on our own cause. And that's one of the solutions that we need to execute.
True. And the problem, you know how that starts right there. When you go to when you first start, when you first go to what's that kindergarten, when you first start going to school, kindergarten, and your kindergarten teacher is always a white female. You know, see, we can get on these white folks right now. It's always a white female, and white female is the production and manufacturing center for white supremacy. That's where it starts at. That white female. And you a little kid, right? You just getting into your kindergarten. You can't just express yourself. But she's finna teach you how to stay in your place, though. This finna be your education until you get older. But you're not gonna recognize it because you can't explain it. But she's teaching you how to stay in your place. So since she teaches you how to stay in your place,
right,
you get other shit through the music, through the TV, telling you to stay in your place. The black man is at this level right here. You know what I'm saying? The black man's life ain't shit. They taught you in the movies, your life ain't shit. So now they come out with the gang shit. That's the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm from Mississippi. They should call us gangs down there because you white motherfuckers, y'all couldn't come over here and do that shit no more. You know what I'm saying? We moved from Mississippi to Chicago, and what they did was they flipped the script. The dudes, they done protected the neighborhoods. I guess they can't protect it no more. So they're like, here goes some dope. So they sell us some dope. Hey, man, somebody robbed the guys over here. Y'all know y'all going to need some guns. Yeah, here goes some guns. You know what I'm saying? So now they're going back and forth.
That's exactly how they did that shit.
They get you, and then like, you know, I'm from Chicago. When I stayed in Chicago, just like they before in New York, all the big cities, right, where all of the big black ghettos at, they got some train tracks and they got some cabooses there, and they be full of guns. And y'all breaking them motherfuckers to get them guns, and then all the wars start breaking out. Man, I'm going to break all this shit down to you. You know what I'm saying? All that gangbanging stuff, all this stuff comes from the Europeans, because all the gangs and all that shit is structured just like the military. The government structured just like the military. It's all a gang. All this shit gang-related. You know what I'm saying? The European, he's a trickster, man. But the thing about it, if you read history, when the Europeans was doing all this conquering and they was over here, black people wanted to, like the Masons, they wanted to create their lot. The Europeans wouldn't let them create no lot. When the Europeans did let them create a lot, the Europeans put their black dude at the head of that lodge. And y'all didn't know that black dude put at the head of that lodge. So back then, you ain't have no information.
Like
you
Prince have Hall a and all of them. Talking. In order to join the military at that time, you had to become a Mason at one point in time in history.
See, now,
am
now
I right or am I wrong, brother?
Hey, I ain't with that deep with it, but, you know, what more I talk about Mason, some people give me some other information I got to go check out.
What'd you say, Paris?
I said, you're right.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Yeah, because that's what I learned being in the 5% was that at one time in the point of history, in order for a black man to join the military, he had to become a Freemason. It was an obligation.
And
that's how Prince Hall and all of them became. Huh?
No, as you as a 5%er, you can have them same hand signs that them Prince Hall Masons throw up to the police. You could throw them signs up and walk away from the police too.
Yeah, I'd rather not. I don't deal with none of that shit, man.
This how deep Freemasonry is, man. You know what I'm saying? And I be talking.
Yeah.
The question is right there. Oh, we wait till we get to go home. You know what I'm saying? Wait, bye.
Yeah, I'd rather stay true to my creed, brother. That's one thing I try to do. I try to stay true to my creed.
I understand that. Wait till we get ready to leave. No. Yeah. Yeah,
Paris,
I understand that.
Hold on, real quick, brother. Paris, how you feel about this whole conversation, Paris? Because Paris has been on our show forever. He's one of the staff. Paris, break it down, brother.
Let Paris jump in. I don't want to hear
Paris. Truth in what the brother's saying. I mean, but at the end of the day, our enemy is racism, white supremacy. We're under a global system of racism, white supremacy. It controls 9 areas of human activity, which is economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, sex, war, and religion. So I'm actively working to replace that system with a system of justice, which guarantees that nobody is mistreated by the color of their skin, and those that need the most constructive help get it. That's straight from the code, straight from Nellie Fuller Jr., the compensatory code concept for victims of racism and white supremacy. So that's what I'm on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Back to you, brother. What is your name, brother? I miss your name, brother, from Milwaukee, right?
Yes, sir.
You dropped. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, just
yeah,
he dropped.
Yeah, he dropped. Okay, maybe he'll call back in.
He had a lot of good energy, man. I like that energy. That was dope.
Oh, yes, sir.
Saying?
Absolutely.
But
yeah.
So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's all about, you know, that's why we have a conversation so we could come up and powwow because, you know, one thing that the devil has, he got think tanks, and that's what I always envision our frontline campaign being, a major think tank. You know, where we can, where the people listening and the people involved in the conversation can walk away with solutions and tools in order to help their communities be uplifted.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have a think tank called the Harvest Institute. And we need to support that with Dr. Clyde Anderson told us years ago that they were going to regulate us to a second and third class in this country. And we're seeing that right before our very eyes. This is why we have mass homelessness.
Yeah, that and it's happening rapidly, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
every major city in the country, it's all by design.
that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Man, and then, you know, man, and whatever society it is, man, you got to have some type of economical development and control. You know what I mean? Universal, just like, yeah, just like 2 + 2 = 4, a universal law and principle.
Mathematics.
Yeah. Right. Say, and then, you know, she was like, and I think at the University of St. Croix there in Timbuktu, you know, for you to get your PhD and your master's degree, man, you had to study like, 10, 15 years. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
You see? And then, and keep in mind that is that the Sahara Desert, man, you know, that's the biggest desert in the world. So that's like crossing the ocean. You see? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you need those star configurations, man, you know, to navigate, geometry, all that. They say, but this society, you know, does not want to give the black man credit for anything.
Exactly.
Really not.
Mm-hmm. They're trying to discredit and degrade.
Oh, indeed. Indeed. You see, because we've already been discredited. Now they're degrading us, you know, with this effeminization of the black male, trying to project this trans imagery. You know, if you know what I mean. You see? In other words, you know, and they want to shatter, you know, the black family unit, just like they did with the Women's Lib movement in the late 1960s with Gloria Steinem.
Yeah.
And, you know, and a lot of black women told me that themselves. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brother Paris.
It's alphabet mafia agenda is a
$3
trillion thing.
Yeah.
$3 trillion business.
I didn't expect anything in return, but yeah, I'm associated with the motif.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then also too, you know, keep in mind of how we're just taken for granted for, you know, in the American social economical situation of how they take us for granted. Classic case would prove that, you know, is the elections and the voting system of how they've been fucking with that voting rights.
Yeah.
Because they fear that power, you know, of the black vote. You see, and this is why I'm always referring to the Montgomery bus boycott of 1956, I believe it was, if memory serves me correct. Yeah, 1955, okay, I stand corrected. And, you know, and I met Rosa Parks, you know, just a frail lady. But, you know, she changed the course of the world, you know, with that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then also, too, you got to look at.
They chose.
They did what?
They chose her. If you see the.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
The movie, they chose her to be the spokesperson for the civil rights movement at that time, because you know it was the black it was the black freedom struggle originally.
Well, the civil rights movement started with the Montgomery bus boycott.
No, the civil rights movement started with the death of Emmett Till.
Yeah, with that too. That's around at the same time because Emmett Till was killed in 1954. And that was a year later with the Montgomery bus boycott. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The catalyst for it was Emmett Till, though. And then,
yeah, exactly.
Then you have
and then glad you brought that up. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Brother Chase, because let's look at Carolyn Bryant, okay? They're saying that this woman was, what, 95 years old or damn near 100 or something. Yeah, something like that. Talking about she's too old to go to jail. I say go up there and hook and book her ass.
Yeah, they need
yeah.
to. Protesters showed up at her nursing home looking for her.
Right. Yeah, and I believe I did see something on social media where a crew tried to go serve a warrant on her. Because it's something that the warrant was.
I want to bring up one thing that. Excuse me, brother.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I get that, you know, but man, I seen something on TV the other day that just showed me how devilish and diabolical this secret society is affecting our people. I was watching something about a debut album of what's her name, Beyonce. Man, and she is featuring. I mean, this dude, man, you know, a flaming homosexual all over her album. And I was just like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Because I was just like, did you see that on Good Morning America?
No, sir,
you know
I didn't, but that
about,
goes along.
Go ahead, brother.
Are you talking?
Huh?
No, he faded out.
I can't hear you. You kind of fading, Paris. Something about her debut album. Maybe I'm mistaken. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is Paris there?
Yeah, I thought I just asked if we could hear him. Yes,
no, I can hear you now.
Hear
go
I
ahead,
hear
brother.
You.
Did you make out what he said?
Fade it out again. No. Let's see, they're messing with our algorithms again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I noticed that.
Can y'all hear me
now? Stuff, you know,
we hear you. Go ahead, brother. What'd you say?
I said, are you talking about Billy Porter?
I don't know what the dude's name is, man. That was some crazy shit I seen on TV. I was like, what the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's just teaching the younger.
Did they have a yellow dress on or something? Was it like
it was a dude.
Gold
well, that's all I know.
Yeah. But what did they have on?
I don't know what. I can't remember play by play. Nah, but it was a homosexual dude, a brother. And he had long hair, and I was just like, man, you know, and this is Good Morning America. Kids is watching this shit, thinking this shit is okay, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, that's how the reporter, they like to parade him around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm
and
just like, huh, that's another part of that propaganda and that social engineering we always talk about on the show.
No, that's exactly what it is. And
the cockazoid is dying out, so they're trying to depopulate the planet because they know they're dying out.
Yeah.
They got so much time left, so they figure if they put this $3 trillion a year business on us, that's going to lower our numbers and keep them from being genetically annihilated.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, I know you're well read. What the hell is monkeypox, brother? Break it down for us, Jay Paris, please.
Monkeypox is, I guess you get it from sleeping with monkeys. And these mugs, they've been catching it left and right. These cockazoids, these gay cockazoids, these booty bandits, they've been catching it left and right.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have to put a state of emergency in San Francisco, New York, other municipalities, major cities. This is just spreading like rapid. It's spreading like wildfire.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah.
Monkeypox is a new age.
Yeah.
You know,
and then
I'm putting on
after.
Just like it did AIDS.
Yeah. Well, you know, also
then they're gonna come with different variants.
Yeah, and it's kind of like each variant is getting more and more severe.
Yeah. Well, our boy Jim Crow Biden then tested positive for COVID again.
Oh, so he got hit with it twice.
Yep.
They might spell his doom this time. They better put him on a ventilator and put him in them sleeping capsules or some shit, bro.
Yeah, he's 79 years old, so he's definitely high risk.
Yes, 80.
Yeah, and then also too, they need to perhaps put a age cap on how old you could be, you know, to be president. You see. So in other words, you figure like this here. Okay. Huh?
They need to put caps on that, and they need to put caps on who can run for political office. Because you got billionaires and millionaires running for political office.
Hmm. Yeah, just like there in the city of Los Angeles, Caruso.
Yeah, and here in Colorado, our Governor Polis, the first gay governor and openly gay governor in the country or some shit. He's a billionaire. In the last election in 2018, he put $23 million into his campaign. It just bought the whole election.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. You need to speak on that.
See, they need to have some type of regulation on that.
Yeah, they put a salary cap on the football team.
For you right there,
can't
Mr.
put
Mayor.
That on the politicians and the candidates.
Right.
Well, to get a proposition on the ballot, from what I understand, is that you got to get a certain amount of signatures of registered voters in that jurisdiction to place the measure on the ballot.
Yep.
And then you got to figure out if it qualifies to get on the ballot, when are they going to put it on the ballot? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, it most definitely is a strategy to politics. That's without a doubt.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah. You see? And then, and I appreciated Brother Che, you know, Jesse Parrish, man for mayor of Denver, Colorado, 2023. Of informing me is that the mayor of Denver does have the authority to replace department heads. So what does this mean, folks? That means you can fire the police chief.
Yep.
And there's only three candidates, and our brother right here, our dearest brother, is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
I made the front of the paper.
If you care about your community.
I made the front of the Denver Post.
You did?
The Denver Post did an article on me. They put me at the top
of
the list of all the candidates. Damn near the front page.
Send me a copy of that, brother.
Yeah, I'll do that when we get off the air.
That's crazy.
But yeah,
I knew you were smart.
Brother Parrison, please put that there up there on the like page of Shabaki's Black Experience Enhanced up there on Facebook.
Man, put that on frontlinecampaign.org too, brother.
Yeah.
You gotta be a subscriber to read the article. But I took pictures of it, and I have a paper copy.
Okay. All righty. So most definitely, ladies and gentlemen, definitely vote for Jesse Parrish, mayor of Denver, Colorado in 2023 and make a great change. Now, also, too, getting into the homelessness.
And he
going to
win.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then also, too, Brother Parrish, as I suggested to you, man, go out there and register homeless people to vote, man.
They'll vote for you big time, man.
If Hancoon wants to go through Denver, man, and take bulldozers and city resources to throw the people's personal possessions away that they work hard for and that they pay taxes on, you see what I'm saying? Then they are morally right to vote his ass up out of office.
Well, he turned out anyway, so we only got to deal with his ass for another year. Less than a year now.
Right. And here's another suggestion, man. You know, introduce legislation at the local level in Denver. They need to do it in Los Angeles, too. They need to do it in Oakland. They need to do it damn sure in San Francisco, which is if they got a homeless population, if you got, say, you know, depending on how many people you got versus how many people are homeless, right? And if
they
homeless
got the numbers
population
all
is, yeah, but this is just a suggestion. If you got, okay, if you got a city with 100,000 people in it, and if you got more than 10,000 homeless people there, man, that's a problem.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, over 700,000 people, and there's at least 10,000 people out on the streets. And that's just what their report is. Yeah.
Okay, that's less than 10%. That's less than 10%.
But when you look around, you see people. You see it's a lot more than that. It's more like 20,000. I would say 30,000 people are homeless in the city and county of Denver. So there's people living out of their cars.
Right.
There's people couching. There's people living pillar to post, living out of motels.
Right.
Hotels.
And then you got people living in their cars, that's parking them in different locations.
Living out of cars, living out of RVs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know before I left Los Angeles, out there in southeast Los Angeles, one of the major thoroughfares out there, I think Central Avenue in Wilmington, he had a large row of RVs out there, and you could tell that they haven't been registered or running them in at least 2 or 3 years.
Has the state of the city address, and it was his last state of the city address, and he said that he housed over 13,000 people in 10 years or 11
well,
years.
Then he needs to show the documentation, man, in the Denver Post.
Right, that's what I said.
Yep. And you show the documentation on it and then try to go get some of the people whose names is on that list and actually interview them if they were actually the ones that got the benefit.
Right.
Yeah, man, there's all kind of ways you can counterman that garbage, man.
Right. I see the exact same
get
people
the
out on
the Yeah, and then get the support of the people. And then another thing, man, and now this is just an opinion, is that what they did in the city of Oakland a few years back, right, is that they took portions of the Oakland Army base, you know, like some of them barracks out there, and I think they housed like about 1,000 people a few years back. Say so. Focus on resources like that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and then also to definitely Cash App Shabaka Sankore and the dollar sign. You know, to keep our funding going on, ladies and gentlemen, to keep these platforms
support
up.
FrontlineCampaign.org.
FrontlineCampaign.org, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, the Revolutionary Agenda, and also to our StreamYard, you know, that we do every Saturday night, you know, with Brother Che Nkrumah as our host, him and Lady
Frontline Black News.
Yes, sir. And then Shabaka Sankore.
Jesse Parrish for mayor.
Oh, indeed.
Vote
you
Jesse
know, without
Parrish
a doubt.
For mayor of 2023, Denver, Colorado, right now. Go
absolutely.
Vote.
Absolutely, indeed. And Brother Parrish is more than welcome to use this platform, you know, in his campaigning efforts, you know, to become the chief executive of the municipality of Denver, Colorado, you know.
Yeah.
Also, too, now moving right along here in my notes, okay, you know, this educational system, you know, which perpetuates, what do they would call that there, institutional racism, structured racism, you see, subliminal racism. You see what I mean? And then I remember there was an educator by the name of Jane Elliott, and I don't know if you're familiar with this experiment, Brother Che, but this is way back in the year 1968. Where it was something about the brown-eyed children and the blue-eyed children, and she had proved her point, and this is over 50 years ago, and the irony of the situation in the year 1968, you know, that was quite a year.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? Yeah, that there was the peak year, you know, of the Black Empowerment era, you see?
Yes. And
what have you. And we definitely appreciate Brother Jesse James calling in. He's more than welcome to call in, you know, and what have you. And ladies and gentlemen, we do it the Black Experience from the beginning of time to 10 minutes ago. And yes, sir.
Remember your boy Pianki?
Yeah, what about it?
He called into the Real Dana show that she was featuring Judge Joe Brown. He called into that with his ramble babble. I was like, "Wait, wait, wait! I gotta let Shabaka know about this." He called in for like 20 minutes, talking about, "Oh, we're all Americans," blah blah blah.
Yeah, right. See, that's that brain dead shit. Right. But the syndrome of boss weak shit, you know, that the X-Man had lectured about. Yeah. Yep. But then, see what's up with California.
How we doing on time, Shabaka?
Okay, we're down, and we got 28 more minutes to go. So we can start our closing comments. Yeah, at any time. Okay. And if there's anybody out there listening on the net. Huh? No, say that again.
I said, you want me to say it all?
With our closing comments,
Okay, yeah. Well, this is Rommel understanding, the angel of peace from the east. Understanding understood in the neighborhood near you. Bringing the hope without the dope. Official frontline campaign. Salute to the fallen soldiers. I'm on my military grind. I'm on military time. And I'm utilizing my military mind. So, as we see the signs and the symbols, we could figure out how to, you know, unravel the mysteries and deal with, you know, realistic revolutionary strategies. You know, it's all about execution from here on out, brothers and sisters. You know, the time of talking is over. You know, we need to put all these strategies to use. You know, we need practical signs. We need applicable signs. You know, and that'll convert to some kind of results. You know, that's what we need. We need results. And, you know, I mean, we already know what the problem is. We know who the enemy is. Now we need to start coming together as one and figuring out what the next move is going to be and move on that immediately. Because, you know, time's ticking. And if you don't know it, these motherfuckers... The Quran says they plot and plan and God plans and God's the best of planners. So us being the nation and the people of God, we need to be on our square, man. You know what I'm saying? Because trust me, they got a plan and a plot that they working on right now. And they moving on their shit every day. Just like, you know, we show and prove our existence being righteous people, they show and prove their existence being evil people. You know, the devil's real just like God is real. You know what I'm saying? And when I say God, I'm talking about the black man. Not no mystery, but reality. So, you know, my thing is that we really need to start moving forward. We need to start executing. We need to start putting utilizing these think tanks, you know, to produce results. Get into that political realm because that's the only way we're going to make results faster and more effectively. The same way Brother Che Paris for mayor of Denver, Colorado is doing right now. Excellent example, my brother. I'm so proud of you, my brother. You know what I'm saying? Black power, black empowerment, power to the people, and peace to all the active Panthers out there. This is brought to you by FirmontCampaign.org. Thank you for your time. My name is General Rommel and Sandin. Peace.
Okay, thank you, General Rommel. Okay, your closing comments, Brother Jay?
Yes, I'm Chan Krumah, a.k.a. Jesse Paris. I'm running for mayor of Denver, Colorado, and my campaign slogan is redirecting the aim for us. This is Black Denver Casuals. I want to do something casual, specifically for black people in the city and county of Denver, and I have the plan to do it, and I need y'all's support, so I need y'all to go to frontlinecampaign.org and support the campaign, support this platform, support our other two platforms, Frontline Black News and the Revolutionary Agenda. We need all the support we can get. We are a black grassroots campaign. We're not taking no corporate dollars, and we're funded by the people. So we need the people to look out for us, because we're looking out for the people, and we've been doing it for a decade plus. So our work speaks for itself. So support the campaign. Get involved. Get engaged. You might not be into politics, but politics is deep into you. And especially at the local level, it dictates your day-to-day. So definitely get involved, get engaged, support black grassroots candidates such as myself who are running to better the condition of black people in my city. So with that being said, you've heard a whole lot of solutions. We just need to implement them at this point. Like Ramel said, time for talk is over. We know what needs to be done. We just need to do it. So peace, love, light, and black empowerment. Make sure you check us out on Saturday for another episode of the Frontline Black News. Make sure you check out the Revolutionary Agenda. There should be another episode coming this week. And make sure you support Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. And call in every Tuesday. Peace, love, light, and black empowerment.
Thank you, brother.
All right. Thank you, Brother Chay. Thank you, Brother Ramel. This is Shabaka Sankora, executive producer of the podcast. Here's Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, ladies and gentlemen. We thank all who participated tonight. Definitely Google our past episodes. Go to our live page on Facebook. You could also follow us on Twitter at Shabaka capital EXP. And that there is where you could stay updated on our latest productions that is coming out. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we thank our crew tonight coming from Denver, Colorado, the gentleman calling from Chicago, and I'm here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so on our out track tonight, we're going to play the one and only Mr. Miles Davis with Milestones. Have a nice night.
Salute.
Yes, sir.
Always.